Hello everyone and welcome to the 17th episode of the Reliving Places podcast. I hope all of you are doing great and making the best out of this lockdown. So, in this episode, I'll be talking about Maldives. So, most of us think of Maldives as a small island or, you know, actually an island, to be honest. And it's like a very beautiful place, but Maldives is something like, it's not a single island, it's a collection of around 900 islands, small islands. And you know, those islands are so small, like the area is of each island is around 2 to 3 acres, and these islands are different resorts or hotels present over there. So it's not a single island, it's composed of many small islands. So let's get started. So Maldives is, you know, as I said, a collection of around 900 small islands, and the ocean's cool breeze, beautiful sight of all of it will be, you know, just amazeballs. So we flew to Maldives with all the excitement and eagerness, as Maldives is a place where you can relax as there's eternal peace on the islands. However, then we reached Male, which is the largest island in the Maldives region, and it's the capital island and it's also the largest, as I said. So there's the airport over there, and just before, you know, touching the runway, we felt like we were landing in the ocean. I mean, I almost had a very one-sided conversation with God that, yeah, I'm coming soon. We felt so scared, but then out of nowhere the runway appeared and we landed safely. So it's quite a hard job for the pilots to land over there. So we went out. It was very hot and humid. We collected the baggage, we purchased SIM cards, and there was a boat taxi waiting for us outside. So we then sat in the boat taxi, and it took us about 30 to 45 minutes to reach the island we were staying on. So we reached the island, which was around 2 acres large, and the entire island was owned by Hilton. Hilton is basically, I mean, most of you know about Hilton. It's an international group brand which has many hotels all over the world. So what I realized or reaching was that these islands were different resorts. So as I said in the starting, these islands were different resorts. Then we were welcomed with flower garlands and all. We then had food, you know. After that, we went to the room. The room was just awesome. Like, it was an entire room with, you know, two beds, like big beds. And we had this balcony which had a staircase. The staircase led directly into the water, and that was just amazing. I mean, there was a shallow region, obviously, which directly led into the water. So it was around, the water reached around, it was around, you know, knee height. And yeah, that was quite amazing to watch. After that, we toured the entire island. We looked around. We noticed that there are many things we could do over here, but that's like, that would get over in around 1 or 2 days max. So yeah, that thing I realized. And then after we rested for a bit in the rooms, and then after that we saw the beautiful sunset, like, you know, sitting by the ocean side, sitting at the beach. It's like, and watching the sunset is just amazing. I mean, doing that every day is like one of my dreams. So we then had our dinner at night, and the place was really, really beautiful because it was New Year. It was around around 31st of December. So we went to Maldives for the New Year. So yeah, it was really beautiful the way it was decorated and all. The next day we woke up to the amazing view of the ocean in front of us. And as I said, we had this staircase. So that was really, really great. We saw fishes, you know, in the water, different types of sea animals, and that was just amazing. So we then went for breakfast. The breakfast was awesome. We then toured the resort again. We looked around, what, because the previous day, the day we reached, we were a bit exhausted and tired. So the next, we decided to, you know, do the activities and all that the next day. So we then went, we did some activities. I guess snorkeling was one of them. It was just amazing. And then we also, you know, we also went to we also went to some small lagoon type place. I mean, lagoons are basically like, there's a beautiful small beach type of place, and then there's a lot of water around. It's basically an island, and there's a lot of water around, and the water is just, the color of the water is just pure and clean, and that was just awesome. So then we returned to the room, you know, admiring the amazing view of the ocean. I could sit in the balcony for like years and I wouldn't even, you know, get bored or at all. It was just amazing. We then ate our lunch, we swimmed, and then we clicked pictures, and then we watched the beautiful scenery in front of us of the setting sun. You know, it was just amazing, like watching the sun go down, and that's like the best feeling in the world. So we then had our dinner. It was 30th of December, so New Year preparations were going on and all that. The hype was all, you know, it was all hyped up. And yeah, so then we roamed for a bit, took a walk along the beach, and then we went to sleep after that. So the next day, 31st December, was the New Year's Eve, and we woke up all excited. We went for swimming after eating the breakfast, and that day something very bad happened, which was the second moment I thought that was my last day. I already had a conversation with God, you know, I'm coming and all. So because that day a thunderstorm struck us. Like, it was so windy, and it was so ferocious, I would say, because it was so scary. I mean, look at that. You see, such big clouds gathering over you. It's all dark at 3 in the afternoon, and that thing was really scary, you know, high tides and all that. And such a small island, I mean, one wave would be enough to take all of us. So that was really, really scary. It was very windy. I could not even stand. Like, I was being pushed back again and again by the wind, and that was really, really scary. So yeah, fortunately, after 3 hours, I personally prayed, I was I guess 11 at that time. So I just prayed, God, please, I don't want to die today. I mean, it's New Year's Eve, and I want to enjoy the rest of my life. However, God listened, and then after 3 hours, all of it got, you know, great, and the clouds disappeared, and it was fine. So the plans did not go exactly as we planned, because we expected the New Year to be hyped up and all that. We expected it to be very interesting, very, very like activeness filled, and like the New Year party was like, I don't know, I can't even explain. It was so dull, and it was so boring. We just left that place. I mean, I'm telling you, we went to our rooms at 11:30 in the night instead of staying at the party, because we thought that spending the New Year in our room was much better than sitting out there, you know. It was really, really that boring. So we then celebrated the New Year in our room. I mean, obviously it did not go as planned, but that was fun, yeah. So that day we slept around 2 in the night. We talked to our family and all that. We enjoyed that night a little bit, I would say. So the next day, 1st January, we left Maldives. It was a sad day because we were going away, and it was a bit, you know, disheartening, to be honest. But look, it is like, Maldives is like the perfect weekend place. It's like the perfect escape, but it's not like the perfect place where you can, you know, live your life or something like that. It's, you can't you can't stay at that place for 15 to 20 days. It will be a lot, because you can't do the same things for 15 to 20 days over and over, staying at the same place, eating the same food. That would get a bit boring. But it's the best place in the world to stay away from work and relax. It's like the best relaxing place in the world. And you can, you know, as I said, it's the perfect escape spot from the world. And it's just beautiful. It's like so connected to the nature. It's like so refreshing. And it will, you know, it's a mood enlightening place. So yeah, this is all I would like to say about Maldives. And it was really a very good experience being there, going there. And yep, this is all for this episode. So thank you for listening, and stay tuned and stay safe.